Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, April 8th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're picking up in 1 Samuel chapter 8. Remember, we're in the section of scripture that's talking about establishing the monarchy. So people are crying out for a king, and God ultimately grants their desire by installing a king to rule over the nation. And so King David, that we'll get to later, will then build the temple, a place where God's manifest presence dwells with his people. But before that, we have to go to Saul, and today's story is about Israel asking for the king. It's quite a sad story because Samuel, whom we've grown to love, appoints his sons as judges over Israel, and we find out quickly that they are not upright in standing with the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 8. When Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons as judges for Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abijah, and they served at Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice. So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. They said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as the other nations have." But when they said, "Give us a king to lead us," this displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord told him, "Listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king, as they have done from the day I brought them up out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods. So they are doing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly, and let them know that what a king..." Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly and let them know what the king who will reign over them will do. Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, "This is what the king who will reign over you will do. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and horses, and they will run in front of his chariots. Some he will assign to be commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and others will plow his ground and reap his harvest, and still others to make weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive groves and give them to his attendants. He will take a tenth of your grain and of your vintage and give it to his officials and attendants. Your men servants and maid servants and the best of your cattle and donkeys he will take for his own use. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and you yourselves will become his slaves. When that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen, and the Lord will not answer you in that day." But the people refused to listen to Samuel. "No," they said, "we want a king over us. Then we will be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and go out before us and fight our battles." When Samuel heard all that the people said, he repeated it before the Lord. The Lord answered, "Listen to them and give them a king." Then Samuel said to the men of Israel, "Everyone, go back to his town." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I have several thoughts swirling around in my head. First, this is Holy Saturday, and so I just want to sit with you in the contemplation of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, as he was in the tomb between his crucifixion on Friday and his resurrection on Sunday. And then also from this text, I want to think about the fact that Samuel, his children, they were not following God. It says they turned aside after dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice. And so it just made me want to pray for all the children of our church. The third thing that comes to mind is just the idea that God is supposed to be our king. Remember when we talk about the Psalms, the overarching theme is that the Lord reigns. He is king. Jesus Christ in the flesh as our Lord is king over all. And we pray, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, for his kingdom to come. And so I just want to pray a prayer that mixes all of these things together, reminds us that Jesus is King, prays for our kids that they would grow to love and serve the Lord, and then for us just to sit in the contemplation of a wonderful Savior. Will you pray with me? Father, we all want what people around us have, and we see the people of Israel wanting a king. And you tell them, this king is going to come and he's going to take from you and you're going to end up being his slaves. But we just don't listen. So Lord, we pray for a mind to hear your voice and a heart that serves you alone as king, that we might lay up treasures in heaven and not on earth, that we would remember that you reign triumphantly and that you are king of all. We also want to stop and pray for our children and the children of Mountain Brook Baptist, all those in our families and in our world. We ask, Lord, that you would raise up generations to love and serve you. And instead of accepting bribes and perverting justice, that they would be a people of integrity. And they would be a people who seek justice and mercy for those around them. And ultimately, Lord, we want to thank you for Jesus our Lord. This week, we celebrate the fact that he will be raised from the dead and that we as his people can walk in newness of life. But today, Lord, we sit in the contemplation of his sacrifice and the contemplation of what it must have been like for the first followers of Jesus on this day after his death. We pray, Lord, thanking you that we know the end of the story, that he was raised and we too will be raised. And we pray, Lord, that as we come together tomorrow on Easter Sunday, that you would reign triumphantly in our midst. Thank you for this message today from your word. Help us to take it with us throughout the day. We love you. Amen.